How long have you been on the board?
This is my 10th year serving on the board. I was elected in 2003. For the past 3 years, I have served as the board president.
A little bit about yourself, what just kind of that type of background stuff about you.
Sure. The background that I have is, I hate to say dealing with children, but working as a family counselor, which I no longer do. But that's really what prompted my interest in running for the school board originally was, you know, a way to help children succeed and lay that foundation to be successful in the future.
One might say 10 years, why do you still want to do this?
Well, I see, and that's a question that's always asked. I mean, it's a volunteer position. Nobody's paid. There's no real benefit other than seeing children succeed. And it really, this last year, I've really been in-depth thinking, do I want to run again? And what prompted me was we have a lot of positive things going on in our school district. And I want to see that continue. I don't want to see somebody that's going to come in and decide that that's not the greatest thing. We're going to change it up and really be an advocate for change, in my opinion, into the negative territory of the school district retreating back to the way things were. But we have a lot of positive things going on. Some examples of that are the professional learning communities. That has been an overwhelming success, and it's basically our driving focus in our school district, and that's what's changing the culture and the atmosphere of education in Keokuk. Also, we have the PBIS that just started this year, and I have heard nothing but positive, great things from teachers. The students are well behaved. The teachers are loving it because they're building positive relationships with students. And, you know, once that was implemented and I found out the success that it's had, I mean, it encouraged myself even more that I really want to serve again, because I would like to see that go district-wide, not just in the high school, but district-wide, all the way down to elementary, preschool, or the elementary levels and preschool level. But, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for the school district right now, or even this year, or even the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think the challenge right now is open enrollment. Of course, that the law in Iowa is you can open enroll to any district in Iowa. We're right now losing around 100 students to neighboring school districts, and it's something that we as a board need to look at, and we've done various small studies, I'll call it. We haven't gone in depth, but I think that we really need to focus on that and ask ourselves and ask them as well, why? Why are you leaving our district? What's the reasons? Some people have issues with extracurricular activities. I don't like the swimming coach, or I don't like the baseball coach. And those people are dead set. They're not coming. But, you know, academic-wise, we are the best, in my opinion, in not only Southeast Iowa, but in the state of Iowa. So, you know, to use an argument that academics is a reason, I don't believe that. I think we have the best. And, you know, when you look at our course offerings at the high school level, we have the most, for a district our size, we have the most course offerings of any school district in Iowa, with our co-op with Southeastern Community College, with the VOTEC program that they're starting up, you know, and the various extracurricular activities as well as electives that we offer at the high school. So I think the board really needs to sit down and look at that and look at the data, have the superintendent collect data on that and find out what can we do to change that perception of, hey, we'd rather go out to a different district than enroll in your home district.
When it comes to the board's actions along with doing that, how can the board be involved in improving test scores, improving education in the classroom? You're not directly in the classroom, mm-hmm. but what can the board's role mm-hmm. be?
That's a good question. I think the board's role is to look at the data and give the teachers what they need in order to teach. And I think that's, you know, the number one ultimate goal of a board member is to make sure that the students and the children and or the students and the teachers have what they need in order to educate. And I think to improve test scores, you know, we need to look at, and the PLCs was the greatest thing that's ever happened to this district, as well as going to attendance centers, is to make sure that we have the data, we have the research to say, look, you know, here's something that, that could help you, and give the teachers the support in doing that. Another thing that I think will help raise test scores is to listen to our teachers and make sure that what they're telling us is relayed into a way of action and saying, look, you're telling us this, this is what we're going to give you. So
it seems a lot of times the biggest discussions at meetings revolve around extracurriculars, in particular sports. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? It seems like that's what prompts the most discussion, be it from the board or be it from the public turning out. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well,
or any?
It's always a discussion we have. And as somebody who sets the agenda, as the board president does, it's always been a discussion between myself and the superintendent that I want to see more curriculum-related items on the agenda, you know, more data-driven items on the agenda. However, when you look at athletics and extracurricular activities, be it band, show choir, everything that happens outside the school, we have a lot of students that are involved and impacted by that, and our decisions may affect that. And you know, just recently we've looked at renovating the tennis courts. We've had, you know, community support with that. And there's people on both sides of the fence, but we have to look at the students and making sure that they have the best that, you know, that money can afford, if you will. But, you know, and I sit there, and I've been on the board for 10 years, and when I'm asked that question, I tend to say I don't see that. I don't see our discussions always evolving around athletics and extracurriculars. So, you know, it just impacts a lot. And when you look at extracurricular activities, especially at the high school level, and you talk to some of the students that participate, some of those students, that's the sole reason why they go to school, is because I want to be on the football team. I want to be on the softball team. And that's something, again, if we can provide them that opportunity to participate in athletics and keep that student on a path for education, laying that foundation, then I'm 100% in favor of it.
Probably the final thing, any new ideas, any new initiatives you would really like to see? You mentioned the board looking at open enrollment. Anything else you'd really like to see the board do more of?
I think communication with stakeholders, I think, is a huge thing. In the past, I proposed school board members writing an article in the newspaper once a month just explaining. But I think communication is something that not only the board, but I would say administration as well, needs to work on with stakeholders. A prime example of that was when we looked at implementing the weight room during PE time. A lot of parents came out and were, you know, very vocal about not wanting that in the day. Well, once they found out the reasons why and understood, then they were in favor of it. So I think, you know, communication on changes is something that you know, we need to look at. The other issue that I've actually started pushing more for is the security concerns in the buildings. We're actually going out right now, and we'll address this at our next meeting, but going out and receiving bids for security packages for each school, intercom systems, security cameras, entrance door security as well. And I visited today with an elementary principal that had some suggestions, some very inexpensive suggestions, might I add, that could enhance the security in the building. So those are two things that I think that need to be focused on and immediately.